men that looked respectable were walking away out of the car park with a football under their arms, as if, you know, they owned them, as if they didn't realise where they'd come from, you know, just, I'm going home with a football, it's a trophy. And my stomach turned over, like I really fought the urge to not to be sick down, but it's made me feel really anxious. I've got a headache at the moment. I feel shaky and uncertain. You know, and I live in London, so I'm used to the sirens. But now every time I hear a siren, I think, oh, what's happening? Even though my sensible mind says it's just the same as it's always been. And I just feel, I wonder how many other people in London feel like I do now. You know, like people that actually saw it. Eyewitnesses. You know, I saw a couple in the opticians next to Argos. After they robbed JD Sports, everybody sort of disappeared. I was on my bike and I thought, I'll go down and see what else is, you know, where they've all disappeared to. And when I got into Rushy Green, they were all in the Argos shop. And next door to the Argos shop is a tiny little opticians. So I was standing right opposite on the other side of the main road. And then I noticed an elderly couple in the middle of their shop. It was the owners of the opticians, and they'd come back from Swanley because they heard that that there was trouble in Catford. And they were in the middle of their devastated shop. It had been so badly destroyed, the whole front of the shop had gone. It was like a doll's house. And they were just standing in the middle. And the reason that I noticed her in the first place was because she stepped out of the front of the shop to beg the looters to stop. And they were just, people just ignoring them. And I saw someone talking to them. And then they stepped back into the shop. And I just couldn't believe it. And but I couldn't leave it either. So, you know, I put myself into a situation that I hadn't wanted to. I only wanted to go and look and be not an onlooker because it was great, but an onlooker because I do audio and because I do write pieces, you know, and I write my blogs, and I love my area. I love being a Londoner. So I couldn't leave them, and I had to put myself into this situation and step into this crowd of looters. And I looked at them and I said to them, you know, why are you here? Come out. And the woman just looked and she said, I can't, I'm scared. And I begged her, you know, I said to her, look, I work for a radio station, just come with me. And I put my hand out, and I think she was quite assured when I said, you know, I work for a radio station. So she came with me, and they've been there for 20 odd years and they're retiring in 2 weeks. But nothing's felt right since. I saw a man when the police did turn up eventually. There was only about 12 policemen, and there was this great huge crowd of horrible people. And one of the men ran out into the middle of Rushy Green up to the policeman's face and looked at the crowd and waved at them and said, come and kill the fucking Babylon. You know, he was trying to incite murder. But luckily those cops were like robocops. Didn't shift an inch, really eyeballed that guy, and the crowd didn't move. But to all those people out there, you know, you didn't just loot shops and get away with it. You can blame the government, you can say there's no jobs, you can say all this stuff, but what does robbing JD Sports, where does that get you? Is that going to get you a dream job? You know, I want to work in radio. I'd like to produce stuff. I love what I'm doing in my audio. I'd like a dream job. I don't want to be a presenter, but I'd love a dream job. But the only way I'm going to get it is by working at it. I wouldn't have taken one thing, nothing on the floor, because stealing your way to success is never going to work. Well, I hope I feel a little bit better being able to talk about this and getting it out. Because, you know, I just feel terrible. So to anyone else out there who feels crap and feels rubbish, you're not the only one. I feel bad. I mean, I went to church this morning, my own church. I've been going there for 14 years. and I had to leave because I got no comfort, because inside I've got this turmoil. So anyway, I'm going to definitely go out for a bike ride and try and cheer up a bit and try and get over this. So to anyone else out there, I hope you're all right. Do something nice. Do your flowers. Go for a walk. Go down to the river. Go into London. Go and enjoy your life. Signing off from my front room in Catford, Dolores.